Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Bristol, Virginia, down in Household of Faith in the office of the pastor, Jacqueline Noplin. We coming to you on Watchman on the Wall. Watchman on the Wall, looking, and hoping for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know the world is not looking for him to come back. The government is not looking for him to come back. Part of the church is not looking for him to come back. All the societies of man-made society is not looking for the return of Jesus Christ. They don't believe. Amen. Some don't believe that he's true to his word. Some don't believe that there's a time coming when the world will be in such a catastrophe state that the only ones that will be able to survive through the tribulation period are only those that put their trust in Jesus Christ. Because after the rapture of the church, which a lot of people don't believe, they don't support, some preachers don't support it, bishops don't support it, preachers are not preaching it, people are not testifying about the return of Jesus Christ. They want it to continue on as it was since the beginning of time, but that's a devil's lie. Amen. There's a time when God is going to put his foot down. And thank God, he's got a lot of grace. He's got a lot of mercy. He's got a lot of love for those that really want him. And those that don't want him, he wants to give them time enough to be able to be witnessed to. Amen. Because a lot of the preaching that you hear in church today is not in the Bible. And one thing the churches are not doing. You hear what I said? I say the churches, because there's seven churches in the book of Revelation, the seven churches of Asia Minor. And out of all seven of them, only two, good God Almighty, only two, amen, kept the return of Jesus Christ and kept the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and kept the return of Jesus Christ. So out of those seven, only two are standing up for God and proclaiming that he is coming back again without no doubt, without no hesitation. And we as ministers of God, those that have been born again, those that have been called to preach, amen, such as Timothy, Brother Tim and I, we are dedicated men. We are committed to get the gospel out in any way we can. And this is one way we can tell it just like it is. I'm not gonna browbush you. I'm not gonna beat you up. I'm gonna tell you exactly what the Bible says. So what we're gonna go to today, Tim is in the background, amen. He got it all geared up. Amen. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna give it over to him, and he can offer prayer first, and then after prayer he'll say a few words. Whatever, 10 to 15 minutes or whatever the desire to get the program going, and then he's going to turn it back up to me, and we're going to get the ball rolling because our time is running out. This year is almost gone before you turn your head around. It'll be January the 1st, 2021, and folks will still be sitting around wondering what's going on. So what we want to do, we want to set you in the Bible. We want to put you in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. We want to let you know every bit, every word, every scripture, every verse is real. It's authentic. And so what we want to do is get you on fire to let you know whatever you have planned to do in the future, whatever you have planned to do in the future, the first thing you should have in your mind, the first thing you should have in your heart, am I saved? Am I saved? Right. Do I
Amen.
Jesus Christ? Have I repented of my sins? Oh, yes, you go to church. That's good you go to church. But church is not going to save you. Amen. Because, see, you are the church. Right. And the only one that can bring you into church is Jesus Christ of the
new birth.
That's the only one. You're the church. I mean, the individual is the church. So you're just going to worship. You're going to worship God. You're going to learn about God. You're going to hear the word of God. And the world today got it backwards. They say, well, because you belong to a certain church, denomination or religiously, amen, that you are fit for heaven. But you ain't fit for heaven until you come to Jesus Christ. And that's what Brother Tim, what the word says, that's what I'm going to say. Without Jesus Christ in your life, Oh, look at here. You got to be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He's got to have the new birth. He's got to be redeemed. He's got to be sanctified. He's got to walk by faith and not by sight. He can't walk by flesh and call himself a Christian, because when you walk by the flesh, you're walking by the world, flesh, and the devil. And no flesh and blood will ever enter the kingdom of God. So what we're going to do, Brother Tim going to come on with some prayer after he gets through praying for the program. Amen. He's going to get in. He's going to start digging into it. And then 10 to 15 minutes later, he's going to let me have it a little bit, and we're going to trade off and talk about what you need. What do you need to get to heaven? I'm going to tell you that. What do you need to get to heaven? Brother Tim, walk with it.
Yes, sir. Amen, doctor. Amen. All glory be to the Most High God. Brother, it's good to be back on the air with you. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
Just pray for me, and I'll pray for you all. Amen. It's good to be back. Amen. The word says where there's two or three gathered in his name, he is in the midst. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
The king is coming. Amen. You
yes,
better
sir.
Believe that the king is coming. They're showing so many shows on TV that are talking about the apocalypse and the dead walking the earth. Amen. And the Bible talks about over in Revelation, amen,
come on,
how those who will seek death, they will look like
death.
I don't hear what I'm saying to you. They will look like death, but can't find it. The Bible said that death will flee. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to come back and touch on that in a little bit. Because the dead is going to be like, people are going to be walking on this earth like zombies. Amen? So you
yes,
better
sir.
Get ready, because the tribulation is not going to be nothing to play with. Amen? The things that are going to happen during the great tribulation is going to be, man, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be unbelievable. And so
unbelievable.
We just want to get you prepared. Amen. Amen, doctor. We just want to get the saints prepared and ready and looking for the return of Christ. We want to get those who are not yet been converted to get ready for Christ.
That's right.
Now, you brought up a strong point. Amen. I know we've talked about this before, that out of the seven churches, only two. Now, everyone can do math, amen, pretty much at this day and time. I believe that most people at least finish, you know, elementary, amen. And
come on.
Most people know how to count, amen, because seven churches is not even up to the number 10. And most people in this country, in this world today, can count to the 10 at least. So two out of seven, that's not a lot, amen.
That's not a lot,
amen. So think of if you had $7 and I only gave you two and I kept five. I got the most.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So what I'm
Amen.
Saying to you is Satan has most of the world, including
yes,
the church. He has deceived majority of the people on this planet, is what I'm saying. Only
I'm talking
two
about
churches out of seven. You do the math on that, and that's a little over 28%. Only 28%. That means if you was a line of 100 people in the church, you take a church where there's attendance of 100 souls. Do you know that only 28 of them souls are really going back with Christ?
Come on,
my
man.
God, that's less than half. Less than half. That's because Satan and the fallen angels and the demons and the devil spirits are working overtime, double time,
Woo!
And triple time to deceive the world, because he wants as many souls to be lost. Man, we're not even talking about the folks in the world. We're talking about the people who go to church every day. The brother just said the pastors ain't preaching it. The ministers ain't teaching it. They scared of what people going to think about them, what they going to say about them. They scared that if you start preaching this stuff, they already ain't getting no money out there. There's so many complaints of churches. Hey, man, they ain't getting the money that they used to get. Amen. And
that's right.
Right now, it's over with. That day is gone. It's time
it's
to
gone.
Preach about the return of Christ. And Paul said in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he's going to return, amen, to get his church. And the
yes,
church
he is.
Those that are, who are faithful to him, who believe in him, who ain't got time to be playing and joking around, amen. And so it's time for us to put self aside. Amen.
Come
and
on,
just
preacher.
Give it to God and walk
Come
in
on,
the
preacher.
Spirit. Come on. Yes, sir. And it is time for us to start speaking the word and sharing the word, amen, to the lost.
Amen.
To those that are out there in the world, because you want to know why? Man, I'm going to sit here and tell you right now, it's going to be some unbelievable things that's going to take place after that horn.
Yes, it
blow.
Is, brother.
After that horn
yes,
blow and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Holy Spirit is still going to be here, amen, because the Holy Spirit is everywhere. He can't help but to be here. He's everywhere. But what he's going to do with his power, he's just going to step back, and he's going to allow Satan, amen, for 7 years. He's going to have. He's still going to be in control. Don't get it wrong. He's still in control, but he's going to let them demons run rampant on this earth, the devil spirits and demons. People are going to see and witness things with their eyes that was impossible. Daniel spoke it, and Christ spoke it, and said there was never time like it, nor till now, nor shall there ever be. After that time, there will never be a time like it in that seven-year period. Man, when I sit there and tell you, you're going to see some stuff that's going to, man, let me tell you, we're going to be in heaven, doctor. Amen. We're going to miss it. And the only way you're going to escape the great apocalypse that's coming, the judgments and the punishments, and I said this yesterday on the air, the judgments and the punishments are not for the saints. Amen.
No.
It makes no sense for God to judge and punish us with the sinners. That's against Scripture.
Come on
that
now.
Makes no sense. Amen. That
Tell
makes
it.
No sense. We will not be here, amen, during this time.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go ahead and say a quick prayer. Amen. If I need to go ahead and say a prayer, I'm going to say a prayer. But I had to say that. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and say a prayer. We're going to turn it back over to the brother. And we're going to go ahead and get into this thing because we want to reveal to you all what's going to happen in this seven-year period, because the church
Amen.
Is meant to be out of here. Amen. All
yes,
glory to the Most High God. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for another blessed day. We thank you for our life, our soul, our health, and our strength. We thank you for giving us the strength through your Holy Spirit, the Heavenly Father. We thank you most of all for our salvation, and we praise your holy name, the Heavenly Father. We thank you for your Son and for his ultimate sacrifice to redeem man back to you, the Heavenly Father, for giving us a second chance, the Heavenly Father, to receive eternal life. We thank you for delivering the saints, the Heavenly Father. For you, we thank you for the spiritual wisdom and knowledge that you have, that you bestowed upon us to share with the world, to share with the saints as well as the sinners, to get ready for the return of your Son, the Heavenly Father. And now is the time that the church has fallen away, that we must press even harder, the Heavenly Father, to get your saints ready for the return of your Son, the Heavenly Father. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore, the Heavenly Father, for we come for no shape, form, or fashion, but to uplift your Son's name. The scripture says that if Christ be lifted up, he shall draw all men, the Heavenly Father.
All
we
men.
Want to draw as many souls into the kingdom of heaven before it is too late, the Heavenly Father. We thank you once again for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore, that we speak your word by your spirit. Amen. Go ahead, doctor. I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, brother. All right, brother. You're on fire. I see the wheel are turning. The wheel is just turning
Amen.
In your spirit. Amen.
Yes,
we
yes,
need
sir.
To get this out. We need to get this out. It's an APSOS bulletin out. Save your soul. Soul, S-O-S. Save our soul. That's what the church needs to put out, number one bulletin. For the king is coming back. The king is coming to judge the world. The king is coming to reveal himself into the world. He has revealed it the first time. The first time he revealed himself is when he was born in the manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. He didn't come to judge. He come to save. And now he's been gone for 2,000 years. Of human history have passed over the church age, and now we're living in the last church age. And those seven churches, as I was talking about, each one represent a condition that the church was in. The first church was named Ephesus, a backslidden church. They were saved, but they had backslidden. Good God Almighty, the second church, a suffering church. The suffering church of Smyrna, it was suffering for the cause of Christ. They were being beheaded, boiled in oil. They were shot through with arrows. They were put up on pits and poles. They were cremated to try to get Satan, try to get rid of Christianity. But the more that they would persecute the church, the more that were being saved in the time of Smyrna. And then after Smyrna came Pergamos. The devil said, it ain't going to work this way. I can't get rid of them, because the more that they're persecuted, the more people are coming in to receive Jesus Christ. He said, well, what I'll do, I'll compromise with the church. So Constantine compromised with the church, which is the church of Pergamos. He began to compromise paganism with Christianity. That's when he brought Christianity in relationship with paganism. And let me tell you, paganism is called religion. That's what religion is. Is paganism. Paganism means to worship idols, and that's what the world is doing: worshiping idols. They're worshiping everything but the Son of God, and people are sucking into it. The devil said, "Oh, if you just be good, if you just go to church, if you just wear fine clothes, if you just be on the deacon board, if you can do all that, you can get to heaven." But works will never, 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 never acquire salvation. The only way salvation can be required or be instituted or be verified is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Except the man be born again, God told Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, no man can ever enter the kingdom of God. The next church is the Amen. Church of Thyatira, which is the papal church. The papal church meaning men begin to try to replace the Pope with God. In other words, they were telling the Pope that he was God. And that's what we got in the world today, the Church of Thyatira, which comes into existence of the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church believes that the Pope is the Vicar of Christ. They believe that he's the one that can save your soul. They believe if you go down and bow down and kiss his feet that you can get saved, but that's a one-way lie. That's a lie
sure
out of
is.
The pits of hell. That's the Church of Thyatira. And people today are bound down to false prophets. They're bound down to false bishops. They're bound down to false prophetesses. And everybody say their call is not called. They're self-sin, not God-sin. And there's a lot of people that self-sin. And by being self-sent, they're deceiving a whole lot of people. That's the Church of Thyatira. After the Church of Thyatira, Martin Luther got tired of hearing these folks talking about you can work your way to heaven. No, he looked in the scriptures and found four scriptures. And the four scriptures found in Hebrews, one is found in Romans, one is found in Galatians, and one is found, two is found in Galatians. I'm not sure. I won't be able to go to the scriptures right now, but it's in there four times. The just shall live by faith. What you talking
That's
about?
Right.
I'm talking about those that live righteous, live by faith. I don't live by feeling. I don't live by materialistic. I don't live but by the Spirit of God. And by faith is the only thing that can please God. But without faith, God is not pleased. A lot of people working in church and doing all kind of seem like good things, but they don't have faith. And what faith in what, preacher? I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about faith is a substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. And he said, faith we shall live justly. And they tell me, I never was there when Jesus Christ came to this earth. I never was there when they laid him in the manger. I never was there when he went down in the water by John the Baptist. I wasn't there when he went to the amount of temptation. I wasn't there when he turned the water to wine. I wasn't there when he healed the sick. I wasn't there. Woo, Lord have mercy. I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And by me not being there, I didn't see it. And a lot of people say, if you can see something, you can believe it. But everything you see is not true, and everything you see is not right. So by faith, I wasn't there, but by faith, I believe that. I accept that, not being there, but faith says you can justify by faith. And the world today is trying to be justified by works. So, oh, yes, a lot of people doing a lot of good things, and they're working in the church, and they're doing things that you see. Well, it looks like they got salvation, but everybody that says Lord, Lord don't mean they have salvation. Everybody that sings in the choir, everybody that preach don't mean they know Jesus Christ. But you can't know him just by the head. You can't know him just by the feeling. You got to know him by a redeeming experience of a changed life. Because let me tell you something. Without you being changed, the only one that can change your life is Jesus Christ. Ain't nobody else can change your life. You can reform, but the Bible says you got to be transformed. And transform means to be transported to another spot from the spot that you was in. You once was a sinner. You was undone. You was lost. You was low down. You was crooked. You was self-centered. And now when Christ comes in, he transports you from that kind of lifestyle into a spiritual walk with Jesus Christ by what? By the blood of Jesus Christ. By, brother Tim, by the blood of Jesus Christ, you can be transformed. For without the blood, oh, good God Almighty, without the blood, Hebrews 9:27, without the blood, there is no remission of sin. No human being on this earth can get forgiveness only by the blood of Jesus Christ. You hear what I said? Oh, my Lord. And many people think they can be justified without the blood. They think they can be saved without Jesus Christ. They think they can do good without Jesus Christ. But you cannot be born again until you repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
And you don't have to be a wicked person to be wicked. Uh-oh, what you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about you can be an unbeliever rejecting Jesus Christ with good moral values, with good thinking, and still be lost because your righteousness and your goodness and your service and your religion cannot justify you and cleanse you from your sins forever. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. We go again. The blood of Jesus Christ is what Satan can't stand. He can't stand it one bit. He can't even take one little itty teeny bit of drop of blood that touches him would literally destroy him. Woo! It would put him in hell right now. He cannot come close to the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why many people are being torn apart. So many sinners are being destroyed because they will not receive the salvation through the blood of Jesus
Christ.
You can live all the good life you want to. You can have all the necessities of life that you want to. You could be so rich that rich would have to get up and say, oh, I can't be that rich, and still go to hell because it takes the blood of Christ, the only shed blood. It's God's blood. Only God has the righteous blood because, see, the blood of man is sinful. The blood of animals and turtle doves and goats is unsatisfaction to God. And that's why God waited for 4,000 years. 4,000 years he waited until the proper time would come that he would send his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
28% of the world is saved by the grace of God. The other percent are rejecting the blood of God. And when the world rejects the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's what the devil wants. Hey, the devil ain't worried about some of the sins you done. He ain't worried about that. What he's worried about, he don't want you to repent. So he puts all these things in front of you. All the world, all the joy, all the money, puts that in front of you to deter you from the blood of Jesus Christ. The devil tells you, you don't need repentance. You ain't done that bad of sin. You're all right. You're a good person. You don't do certain things. But that don't make no difference with God, because God is not looking at your works, or whether it's righteousness or unrighteousness. He's looking at have you accepted him through his son Jesus Christ and repent from sin, because you're dirty. You're born in sin. You're shaped in iniquity. Your mother conceived you. None is righteous. No, not one. We all have it. It's like filthy rags. And if a filthy rag is a filthy rag, is a filthy rag. And the only thing that can cleanse rag is some good old hot tide washing powder. You put that washing powder tied in that wash machine and wash it with some hot water. And that filthy rag that was dirty and mangy, amen, if it ain't dry rotted, it ain't rotted up, that tide will clean that thing. And if the tide don't get it out, you throw some Clorox in there, let it soak for a little bit, and that thing will come out whiter than snow. And there's no other better washing powder than Tide washing powder. But let me tell you, but that's, I know, another cleansing agent. Oh, my God. my vessel, my mind, my soul was stained with sin one day. It was a filthy, low-down, dirty rag stuck up in the corner of sin, swinging on the heads of hell, on my way to hell. And Jesus Christ, cleansing refiner's fire, came by and set me free. And the only cleaning agent that Jesus had, Jesus couldn't get no other cleaning agent but his own blood that he shed on Calvary's cross for my lying, my backbiting, my whoremongering, my adultery, my incense. And he died for the homosexuals. He died for the lesbian. He died for the sodomites. He died for every lowdown, carnivorous sin that man could ever commit. And Jesus Christ is still sitting on the throne, ready to save those that want to be saved. And if you want to be saved, God will save you from your sins, and you can be whiter than snow. But the world today, the last church saw this, is a Protestant church. That's when the church broke up from the Roman Catholic Church, and they became a denomination. Denomination is all right. But the only thing about denomination, people think denomination is the way to heaven, but denomination is not the way to heaven. No, the occult is not the way to heaven. The only way to heaven is Jesus Christ. So we have Protestant church, and we have a Protestant church that's working, amen, with the Roman Catholic Church now to bring all the religions into one little cup. They call it one world church, one world government, one world economical system, one world political system. The G20 summit was sometime yesterday, and where they are telling all 20 nations to come together under one umbrella, under the power of the one world church, and all the denominations join in. Well, if any denominations join in and link up with the world church, that's linking up with the mark of the beast. It's mixing in with the Illuminati. It's mixing in with the Kabbalahs. It's mixing in with the Luciferians, because the devil wants a one world church that denied. Uh-oh, here we go. Look at here. They denied. This church denied the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. They said it's not necessary for you to be born again. They said it's not necessary for Jesus to get up from the grave. They said it's not necessary to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. They said if you just do some good works and be, I don't care what you are, you can be a whoremonger, a liar, a cheat, a backbiter, just come on in and fall under this one world government. That's the church of Thyatira rolling into the Protestant church. Then after the Protestant church comes the evangelistic church, which is the church of Philadelphia. That's the evangelistic church. And now we're getting ready to go in, and we're already in the evangelistic stage right now, because the gospel is being preached outside of the building anymore. Oh, did you hear what I said? I said the gospel is being preached on the street corners like mad. The gospel is being preached in the prison like mad. The gospel is being preached in sane asylum and like mad. The gospel is going into the ghettos and telling those winos and those lesbians, come on, y'all need to come and know Jesus Christ. We're tired of the church sitting up in a four-corner building, scared to go out and tell somebody about the love of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, they say, but they want to keep it all to themselves. Well, I'm saved too, but I don't want to keep it to myself. Whoa, this thing is so wonderful, I can't close my mouth. This thing is so wonderful, I feel like shouting when there's nothing but to shout about but the joy of the Lord. I feel like telling somebody, man, you ought to try Jesus. You don't try the sex escapade. You don't try the drinking escapade. Drinking and the drug escapade. You don't try the traveling and the spending of the money escapade. You don't try the Hollywood. You don't try pornography. You don't try the adultery. You don't try everything that you can ever think of. And guess what? You're still miserable. You're still low down. But one thing about it, Jesus Christ can come into your life and change you overnight. Woo! You can get saved 1 minute, and I guarantee you within an hour, you know you've been saved. Why? Because the things you used to do, you're set free. Jesus Christ is the only one going to set free. And then the last church age, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tim, the last church age is called Laodicea. That's the church age we're living in now. We're getting ready to go into the tribulation period. The tribulation period is waiting around the corner. The Antichrist is waiting around the corner. The Jews are getting ready for the Middle East confrontation with Russia. The Jews are getting ready for the rebuild the temple. They're getting ready for the two red heifers. They're getting ready for the Ark of the Covenant. They're getting ready to what set up a temple in which the Antichrist was sitting in, and the Antichrist is going to come and give them permission to build the temple, and they're going to believe that this is Jesus Christ. My Father knows all about it. And now we're in that age where we're in Laodicea. They're neither hot nor neither cold. And Jesus said, and since you're neither hot or cold, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth because you make me sick. This is Jesus talking. This ain't me talking. Jesus said, you make me sick. You're hypocrites. You are telling somebody that you know, you telling people that you know me and you living like the devil himself.
Amen.
That you love God and you hate everybody you see. You're going under a camouflage. And God said, since you are like that, you need a hot or cold, I'm going to throw you up and throw you out of my mouth. Because, number one, I can't stand lukewarm water, lukewarm coffee, lukewarm tea. Jesus said, I want it hot or either I want it cold. Got a lot of cold people in the church that says they are hot, but they are neither cold, they're lukewarm. They straddling the fence. Straddling the fence. You just want to get your key ready, get your matches ready, get your wood, get your brimstone and your fire together. Because God is not going to put you in hell. You're going to put yourself in hell. You're going to put yourself in hell by you thinking you can skim past God and get to heaven. You can't go past, you can't get to heaven unless you come through the Son. And that Son is Jesus Christ. Go ahead, brother. Walk with it.
Amen, doctor. Amen. Good word. Amen. Good word. Amen. Good word. Word. Amen. It's time, amen, to get ready for the return of Christ. Amen. Put in your hearts, put in your mind. Amen. Embed it deep in your soul. Amen. That God loves you. Amen. He wants nothing more than for his children to walk and to be with him for all eternity. Amen. That is our desire this evening, is for you to receive salvation. We want everyone to know that we love you. Amen. With the love of the Most High God and spiritual love. Amen. Which is an unconditioned love. And the only way that you can receive this powerful love is by the Holy Spirit, by confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Christ and God has raised him from, he died for our sins, and God has raised him from the dead. Amen. That is the only way, your only plan, amen, of escape for what's coming, amen, is through salvation. Sir. Amen. I will continue to preach that and say that till I can say it no more. Amen. Because that is the only way that you're going to escape. Amen. People are still talking about buying bullets and guns and stocking up. There's not going to be enough bullets for what's coming. Amen. You're not going to have enough guns for what's coming. You're not going to have an army big enough for what's coming. Amen. That is just the truth. Amen. We're not here to scare anyone or to discourage. Today is the day that the people celebrate the Day of the Dead. Amen. Do you know that thousands, over 100,000 people around this planet die per day? Over 100,000 souls. That is a lot of people leave this planet every single day. Amen. The Bible says that hell shall what? Enlarge.
Enlarge.
Amen. And so it's our job to try to preach as many people. Now, we know, according to what Christ said, amen, he said many will go down the path of destruction. Amen. Few will come to salvation. Amen. Few. This is why the number in the church, amen, is less than half. Because even though that attend church, amen, doctor, even those who attend church, amen, they're just going, it's just like going to a football game. It's just entertainment to some people. And it's sad that people will go to church for many years and they're going to lose their soul. They're going to say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out devils in your name? Did we not?
Yeah.
He's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Amen. We have the opportunity right now
to reach as many souls, to live a righteous life before God. This is a choice to receive salvation. Amen. We made a choice many, many years ago, and I am so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful that I wish I had done it earlier. Amen. But nonetheless, amen, I've been saved for over 20 years now. Amen. I'm so grateful for it.
Amen.
And wouldn't trade my salvation if I could. Wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. Because
nothing.
The Bible says, amen, what profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his own soul. Amen. I want to share something with you. Me and my family, we were watching this movie last night. And at first I wasn't going to watch it. Then I decided to watch it. It's on Netflix. It's called Army of Thieves. Now, at the very end of the movie, I realized that the movie was a conclusion to a movie that we had saw before. It actually ended up being pretty good. The other movie before that was Lord of the Rings. And so, man, I learned so much, just spiritual things that they show us in these movies that people most of the time don't even catch. Amen? And so what it symbolized to me, and I'll just share this real quickly with you.
Go ahead.
Is that a portion of it, the second movie was reminds me of how things are now, before the Great Tribulation. The previous movie, which is called The Army of the Dead, reminds me of what's going to happen after the Great Tribulation.
Yeah.
Because the things that the Bible talks about, how men will be stung by these demonic scorpions. They look like, feel like scorpions. They have like scorpion-like bodies. And they're going to sting men for 5 months. And man cannot die. And they show these two creatures. They were basically dead, but they were alive. The bodies were decayed, rotted, as if they were dead, like as if they should be laying on the ground dead. There was I believe it was a tiger and a horse. The horse, you could see like half the flesh was rotted off. You could see the skeleton. The same thing with the tiger, you see through his body. Do you know that's how it's going to be in the tribulation? That men will seek death, and death will flee. In other words, they're going to look like death. They're going to actually, people are going to try to blow their brains out. They're going to try to commit suicide. They're going to try to kill themselves, but they're not going to be able to die. They're going to actually walk this earth like dead men, but they're not going to be dead. They're going to be still alive. Walking around. There's going to be some things in the tribulation that's going, man, I'm going to tell you right now. And some things I won't even share because I don't believe that most people are even ready for certain things. Amen. But I pray that you be ready. And see, now I understand what the old school saints were saying when they said, man, I pray that you be ready when the Lord comes.
Come on.
What do they mean by that? Amen. Because my dad used to say, it's going to be some things in the 21st century. He said, I may not be here. He lived 5 years into this new century. Then he passed away. Now I realize what my dad was saying. And I realize even more what's about to happen, what Daniel prophesied and what Christ prophesied. We don't want nobody to be lost. We don't want you to be here. Amen. The Elder Bazaar preached the other week how it's going to be hell on earth. Don't take that lightly. This stuff that they're showing you in Halloween's and haunted houses and ghosts and demons and stuff, man, this stuff right here, see, they have showed you all this stuff to make your mind think, oh, that's just a TV show. Everything is so light now. I remember a time when my dad and then when I was a kid, when somebody got killed, it was a horrible event throughout the whole community. People would talk about the church, at the schools. You know, it was just a horrible thing to hear that somebody had died. Now you hear about somebody dying tragically, it's like nothing. People go on about their lives. They don't care. They don't show no concern because we have been made callous to the things of this world. And this is a trick of the devil for when those things hit this planet, you don't know whether you're in a movie or you or if this is for real. I'm here to tell you that the nightmare that you're going to be in, hey, man, it's going to be real. The thrill of night that's coming, remember that video Michael Jackson made called Mrs.
Yeah, I remember.
Thriller Night. Amen. You're gonna be in a thriller night, and you ain't gonna believe it. Amen. And you gonna know what to do with yourself from the stuff that's gonna hit this planet. And we're not saying that to be light. People will say, "Oh, well, you trying to add to the Bible?" We're not adding to the Bible. We're just telling you the truth. Amen. We telling you what the Bible says. We ain't saying nothing in Revelation that the Scripture is not saying. Amen. Am I trying to sit there and say what it's going to be like? No, I'm not. But I'm sitting there telling you that according to that, to what it says over in Revelation, when it talks about those people being attacked, that is real. That is Scripture.
Real.
You would be, the Bible said that man will seek death.
Death.
And death will flee.
Flee.
You not hear me. Man, when you stand out there and you get hit by a train, a bus, you fall off a building, you get shot in the head, death is coming to take your soul to hell. But there's going to be a time for 5 months, Lord have mercy. Man, when the things hit this planet, death is going to stand back and just like, nope. That's going to be a sight to see, and I'm glad I'm not going to be
Lord
able to see
numbers.
That. I wouldn't know how to act if I had to see something like that. I am
no.
so glad that I'm saved.
No.
I don't want to see that. I've always prayed and asked God to keep me from those things. I don't want to see nobody get killed, hurt. I don't want to see those things. Amen? I don't want to see those things.
Amen.
So I couldn't imagine seeing somebody putting a gun to their head and shooting themselves and they not die. I couldn't imagine seeing that. But these are the types of things that are going to happen in the tribulation. Amen? So they show you these different things and these different creatures on TV, and it just makes you wonder, where do they get this stuff from? And when I read the book of Enoch, and the book of Enoch began to talk about during the time of before Noah, it talked about how there was giants. There were Nephilim, and there were monsters. It actually said, it said there are monsters. And if you read it, that's what it meant. In other words, there were creatures that the fallen angels created when they slept with the beasts of the earth. They created monstrous beings. And the Bible says that, man, look at here. When that horn blows, you don't want to be here.
You don't want to be here.
You're going to wish that you was in heaven. If you think this is a joke, people think they're going to be partying. People think they're going to be just cutting up. Yeah, you may do that for a little while. But, man, there's so much punishments and judgments coming to this earth that you ain't going to even get to enjoy that 7 years.
No,
it's going to be so much death, so much starvation. Amen. See, this stuff is Scripture. And you know how people get when they ain't got no, they can't feed themselves. And to even bring a child into the world, you're not going to be able to feed that child. An adult will barely be able to feed himself day by day. It's going to be hard for you to even get a meal each day.
Yes, Lord.
Let's take care of a child. Lord, have mercy. And people think that they're going to make it through this thing. Man, you can't
no.
prescribe. You can't tell people, man, you're not going to be able to buy enough books.
No.
You talk to people, they make light of it. They think they're going to be able to make it through it.
No, remember.
They're getting ready with guns. They got certain tools and stuff. I'm like, man, tools for what? Man, the stuff that's going to attack this planet, this is going to be a spiritual warfare.
You
can't
prescribe
for this. This is why you can't prepare for it, because this is a spiritual war. When the Bible said that demons are going to come up out of the pit and they're going to sting them, Bama, how you going to prepare for it? What you going to do? You going to get you some fly, some repellent? These ain't mosquitoes. They ain't going to tell them what's going to be the size of these things. You ain't going to be able to just shoot them away. You ain't going to have enough guns and bullets to shoot them. They're going to be steady stinging you. What you going to do? This is a spiritual thing. You can't stop these things from getting to you. You can't stop these things from stinging you. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
And you hear people say foolish things like they buying tools and sheds and bunkers and food. And, man, look at here. I can guarantee you before the years, I don't care how much money you got, because your money basically going to be worthless when it comes to, because it's just not going to be enough.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to be enough. Right now, we living in plenty. Plenty of food. You know what, doctor? Me and my wife, sometimes we go out to eat. We see people, when they get up and leave, they'll leave almost a full steak on
it. Oh, hot fast food, too. Yeah.
Doctor, they won't even man, I take a to-go plate every time. I pay for it all. I want it all. That's my
Amen.
Theory, and I work
Amen.
For my money. If I pay, it ain't no waste. My dad didn't teach us to waste. People are just wasteful now. They got food. They got money. We live in an abundance right now.
Yes,
man,
we are.
All that stuff, all of that's about to dry up. You can't even get a clean glass of water. See how we can go in there and get a clean glass of water where we can run clean bath water? People are not going to be able to take a nice, decent bath in the tribulation. The water's going to be turned to blood.
You're right. You're right.
Ooh, man, you're right. We take so much for granted. You think that
we'll
all this toilet paper, you ain't going to be able to clean your body.
No, you ain't.
Oh,
no,
you don't hardly have nothing to drink. Lord have mercy. How are people going to get by in this? How do people think they're going to survive? Man, like you say, brother, people are going to be turning on one another. Family, they're going to be killing just to get the next meal. They're going to be killing.
Yeah.
To get over. That's all it's going to be. Man, there's going to be such a time on this earth. And we always know that the people who are the poorest suffer the most. In any condition, who suffers the most? The poor people. The people who got millions of dollars in the account. And it makes you wonder, doctor, why are these people trying to make all this money? What are they going to do with all this billions of billions? Who are they planning on taking care of? What are they up to that they need all this hundreds of millions? They're trying to make all this money. See, they preparing for something.
Yes, it is.
That the poor people are going to be the first to go. They're going to first starve out, because we know starvation is going to be, that's right there in one of the first few seals, right? Amen. The starvation, that's right after the wars.
That's right.
And who's mostly going to war? You know, I talked about yesterday, I didn't know that over almost 50 million people died in World War II from starvation.
Ooh, yeah.
From war, over 50 million people in a span of 5 years. That's 10 million people a year. But do you know the Great Tribulation, the number is going to be, you're probably looking at that many people in a month.
Lord,
have mercy. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, we're just praying. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I know the good doctor, he means it from the bottom of his heart. We are looking to bring in as many people to the kingdom of God to escape this thing that's about to hit the planet.
Yeah, that's
and
coming,
they'll
bro.
Show you these coming. Things that are, hey, it's coming, doctor. It is coming. And the world, you know, I think what shocks me the most is how the world is just nonchalant to it. The world is, nobody's like, wait a minute, what? You said, what's about to happen? Earthquake. Great earthquakes are larger than a football field. Earthquakes longer than cracked over the earth open about a mile wide. See, ain't nobody thinking like that. Everybody's ready, so ready to go back to the normal. But I wish I could sit here and tell you that it's going back to normal, but it's not. And let me tell
it's
you
not.
How I know. If you watch this COVID pandemic, it didn't do like the others. The others, eventually, the talk, the language was different. They are steady pushing something. And when they're trying to force people to take this vaccination, there's something going on. See, before they didn't have to force people.
Going on.
They introduced it, and people took it. But when they try to make it mandatory,
yeah.
Man, listen to the language that's been spoken. That sounds just like the market. Let me go there real quick. Revelation.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Amen. Revelation. Let me get there. The 13th chapter. Amen. And I got to read this. Read verse 8 first. It says in Revelation 13:8, it says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him.
Uh-huh.
Whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. See, what
Come
you
on,
gotta
preacher.
Understand is is Satan is not God. God is everywhere at all times. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, amen, and all-seeing. See, Lucifer don't have that type of power at all.
No.
So he's doing this test to see how people's going to react. So when it's time. See, you think Lucifer don't know Revelation? He knows Revelation. He knows what's going to happen.
Yes, he does.
The fallen angels, they know what's coming. They tremble, amen, and they know what's coming. The thing is that they got people so fooled with all this trinkets. Oh, you can be a millionaire. Money, money, money. Sex, sex, sex. You can have all this stuff, materialistic stuff. The world is flooded with materialism. He's constantly got people blinded. He's constantly got people on their phones, on in the TVs, out in the world just going. That you ain't got time for God. You ain't got time to sit and look at the Bible. You ain't got time to listen to the man of God. You don't care about those things. They ain't important to you. That you can't even see. It's happening right now before our eyes.
Yes, right now, brother.
The apocalypse is unfolding right before our eyes. And amen. And what he is doing, I forget to turn back over to you, Doc. And what he is amen. And what he is doing, amen, they have this plan set up that when it happens, it's too late.
Too late.
Lord have mercy. It's too late. See, they know that. When the trumpet sounds, oh, man, the demons, the devil spirits, they say, oh, that the church is gone. The Holy Spirit is going to move back, and evil is going to run rampant, blood in the street. People going to be knocking folks over the head. Like, you think they killing it. You see all the carjacking at gas stations now?
Yeah.
That's going to be the norm. Every time I look up on the news, cars, people are robbing people at the gas. They telling women to most definitely be careful and watch your surroundings where you go. And women with children, watch where you're going. Watch where you at. If you can, have a male companion with you at all times, if you can. But it's going to be so much worse than that in the tribulation. People are going to be looting, stealing, killing, murdering.
Everything.
But watch what it says in Revelation 13 and 16. It says, and he calls it all. Who is he? The Antichrist, both small and great. That means it don't matter if you just a man that work a normal job, or if you're a poor man on the street, or if you're just a person that minds your own business. It don't matter who you are. And it says, and great. It don't matter if you have great prestige. If you went to college, you got 4 or 5 degrees, you making good
money. Come on now.
It says rich and poor. It says free and bun. It don't matter if you out here roaming free, or if you're locked up. It says to receive a mark.
Come on.
See, after the church is gone, after that first 3.5 years, amen, it's going to increase. The wickedness just going to increase. And then the man, Christ, is going to, that's when it's really going to pour down. You're going to have that mark just to even get you something to eat.
Come on, preacher,
right,
tell
now,
it.
I go to the store. I go to any little fast food, any little restaurant, the store, give me some. They are trying to make it mandatory just for you to get, do business and buy groceries, you got to have a shot.
Come on.
How come the pastors ain't preaching on this?
How come
when people say they went to church today, they ain't said nothing different what they said last year or the year before
or the past five or ten years? Yeah.
They ain't preaching this stuff because the pastor ain't preaching out of Revelation. How come ain't nobody talking about to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead? And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast of the number of his name.
Come on, preacher.
Why come they not talking about this in the churches? Why is that? Anytime you hear this message, only online. What's going on inside the churches? People have went to churches for hundreds of years, but now when it's time, ain't nobody preaching this.
Ain't nobody preaching.
Lord have mercy. This is why only 28%. We're not talking about outside the church. We're talking about 20% all over this planet, the people will attend a church that preachers sit up in a pulpit and read out of this book called the Bible. Only 28% of the people that sit before a man like that will be called home. Not including the people in the grave. This is just the people that's alive on the earth. Only 28%. Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
Go ahead,
Doctor. Oh, you hot.
Sorry,
you hot. You hot. You ain't telling nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. Because what the word of God said, exactly what the world don't want to receive. They don't want to believe that there is a final judgment up on the planet. A lot of people say, why don't God stop this? No. God's going to give man a choice on whom he's going to serve. God is not a pushing God. God is not a demanding God. He tells the world just to do one thing that has to be done before they can ever be saved. He said, repent. Turn from your sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And what God is getting ready, he's going to get ready to give this planet over for about 7 years to Satan. He's going to let Satan have it. He's been reading about it for the last 6,000 years. He's been fighting and killing and raising up false prophets and raising up false prophets and telling the world there ain't no such thing as God. Don't believe in Noah and the ark. Don't believe in the past destruction that God has brought up on the world. Just keep on doing what you want to do, man, and have your fun. There ain't no hell. And guess what? People believe it. People are accepting it. People want a light touch of salvation. But in the Bible, there's no such thing as a light touch of God's salvation. God's salvation has to be complete. And the only one that completes your salvation is Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it is. It's going to be hell. It's going to be hell. It's going to be hell on earth after the body of Christ is excommunicated. It's going to take the rapture. It's going to take the rapture to shake up the world, to make the world remember and take what God has said that would happen in the last days. It's been talked about for the last 4,000, 5,000 years. There is a judgment. There is a judgment up on what? The wicked. The unbelieving, the whore, the fornicators, the adulterers, the sex trafficking, the child porno, every wicked, low down, dirty, conniving things that Satan has brought out of his bed, and he's got a load down there in hell, and he's bringing it out every day. And God said, I'm going to let you do what you want to do, Satan, and I'm going to save some out of those that want to be saved. And since Satan said, well, I'm going to try to damn everybody, but God said, no way, you can't do that. Amen. You may get what you want, and the ones that's going to serve you or wants to serve you, they don't want to serve me. And since they don't want to serve me, I got to give them an opportunity to make their choice. And guess what? Majority of the world, just like the brother said, 28%, majority of the world will reject the salvation of Jesus Christ. What that leaves you? That leaves you majority in all the world wandering after the beast. And the beast is the devil in the Antichrist, speaking through the Antichrist, getting the world to believe that this Christ that's alive today, this Antichrist that's alive today, is going to become an incarnation of the devil during the last part of the tribulation period. And that's what you call the time of Jacob's trouble. And brother, you talking about trouble now? This ain't nothing, because I can go to the grocery store.
Come on, Bob.
Get all the food I want.
I don't have to have no mark. I don't have to have no coronavirus, because I'm not going to get it. Amen. To get a shot to get my food. The Lord God is my supplier. Amen. He supplies me whatever I need. Amen. You talking about serving a God? I'm going to serve him till I die because I know he's always there for me. And he can be there for you, amen, if you accept him. He can't be there for a sinner. Amen. The Bible says when the end time comes, he said, those that are filthy, let them be filthy still. Those that are holy, let them be holy still. Those that are unrighteous, let them be. What do that mean, preacher? That means when Christ appears in the glory, don't try to change. You can't change when Christ appears in glory. And that means when the sky is open. When the sun backs off, moon turn red, and the sun start blushing and go out, they tell me ain't no use of you running to the church. Ain't no use of running to your neighbors. Ain't no use of running to your bank. Ain't no use of running to your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Ain't no use of running to any one of your friends that you think can help you, because you're on your own since you said, Lord, I don't want you. I don't need you. That's about what? Over 75% of the world is lost because they let them. It's not God. God never deceived nobody. It's the devil deceiving the world because the world won't listen to the word of God. They don't want the word of God. They're throwing the Bible away. They're trying to change the Bible. They're taking the hymn books with blood songs in them. They're trying to eliminate them. They don't want God.
That's right.
Listen here. You don't want God around your soul. You don't want God to save your soul. You don't want God to take care of you. You don't want to pray to God. You cussing God out, blaspheming God. You trying to damn God. And guess what? When the final time comes, God is going to do the same to you. He's going to say, forget you. Woo! If you don't believe me, talk to Jesus. He says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And the world is saying, we don't care nothing about this salvation. We don't need this salvation. Well, I'm a Catholic. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Presbyterian. I am a Seventh-day Adventist. I got religion. Yeah, you can have all the religion you can. But religion does not have a blood sacrifice.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Whoever's out there listening to me, I'm not talking off the top of my head. I didn't dig this up out of no dictionary. The Lord got it in his word. There's no way on this side of heaven or on the other side of heaven or underneath the heaven or over the top of it. There's no way a man can ever come in the presence of God in sin and live with Jesus Christ forever. There's no way. There's no way he can enter the kingdom of God unless you hear what I said, Pope. You hear what I said, Bishop, Cardinals. You hear what I said, Deacon. You hear what I said, church member. You hear what I said, choir member, secretary of the church, wherever you are, the mother of the church. I don't care how long you've been serving in the church. Do you know Christ? Do you know the one that redeemed us 2,000 years ago from sin and degradation? Do you know the one that I am? I am that I am. Do you know the one that don't have a beginning and don't have an end? Do you know the one that is self-existent, all-powerful, omnipotent, immutable, up in the present? Do you know him? And the only way you can know him, good God Almighty, the only way you can know him, you got to go to Calvary. You got to go there. You got to go. Why? Because there's no other salvation. There's no other name given among men where man can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. This tribulation period is a period when Satan will have majority of the world under his clutches. And guess what? Out of that period of time of 7 years, of tribulation period, God still going to be able to save some that will go through the tribulation period. Do you hear what I said? He said, now the church mission is done. The church mission is almost done, brother.
Amen, that's right.
Dog, cat, you may think you got a lot of time, but you don't have no time left. I don't have no time to be planning for tomorrow what I'm going to do and what. I ain't got time for that. The only time I got time is seek the Lord of my soul and my life, that when this rapture occurs, that I may hear the voice of the Son of God speak to my soul. Because if he don't speak to your soul, you're going to miss the rapture. Because the only ones that's going to hear his voice and understand the power of the Holy Ghost are the only ones that's going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. You hear what I said?
Amen.
So what you doing good. So what? Oh, yes, God will bless you. He blesses everybody. He blesses everybody. Because you know why I say that? Because he woke up a lot of people today that don't deserve to live. And I'm one of them. But he let me live anyway.
Amen.
You know why? I'm his child. I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all that I have. I love him more than I love myself. I love him more than I love my neighbor. Why? Because he is my source. He is my source. He is my food. He is my water. He's my mama. He's my daddy. He's my sister. He's my bank account. Ooh, he's my doctor. When I can't get a good doctor, he's a doctor that don't need a bag. And you tell me I ain't going to serve it, I'm going to serve it. Because during that tribulation period, God said, I'm going to send 144,000 Jews. I'm going to send 144,000 Jewish men, 12,000 out of each tribe. The newspaper will be able to print it. Ooh, the TV series will be able to broadcast and say, ladies and gentlemen, we are in Jerusalem right now, and it's on fire. Look, my God, I see men walking around preaching the gospel of the kingdom. I see, I don't know how many, but it seems like about 144,000, because that's where the gospel started, and that's where the gospel is going to be ended, and it's going to go around the world. The world is going to hear the Jewish nation preach the gospel of the kingdom. What is the gospel of the kingdom, preacher? The gospel of the kingdom is Jesus Christ died and rose again, and when he come back, he's coming back to set up what? A millennial kingdom. Good God Almighty, he's going to tear down the kingdoms of Satan. He's going to tear down the beer joints, the whorehouses. He's going to tear down everything that's not like God, and he's going to build him a kingdom here on earth during the millennium time. He's going to bound Satan for 1,000 years and lock him up and take his prisoners. Amen. Take all his demons and devils that have been roaming this earth for the last 6,000 years and cast them into the bottomless pit. And he's going to stay there for 1,000 years, and Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign out of Jerusalem. And God is going to repopulate the earth through those that came through the tribulation in their natural bodies. And men going to be able to live for 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years. And the men going to beat the plowshares into pruning hooks. And there ain't going to be no more war. Good God Almighty. No more hospitals. Good God. No more prisons. Good God. No more cat houses. No more president elections. Oh, my God. My God. No more crime. And the terrorism anybody. It'll be for unjust cause, because they've done a great sin. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule the world with a rod of iron. And a rod of iron means tough love, because during the millennial reign, anything out of system or out of the law, you're going to be punished right off the scene. Why? Because it put fear in the people to recognize that God loves you, but he loves you to a point where you know to do good and don't do it. You're going to have to pay for your sin. Good God Almighty. And Jesus Christ is going to walk this earth for 1,000 years. And he's going to have a temple in Jerusalem, because the 40th chapter of Ezekiel says, the 40th chapter to the 48th chapter, Ezekiel said the Lord is going to tear down the temple in which the Antichrist was in, because he don't want to sit in that. He don't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
He's going to tear that down to the ground, and he's going to build a new millennium temple from the 40th chapter to the chapter of Ezekiel. You will find how big the temple is going to be. You will find what it will look like. And King, good God Almighty, the King of Kings is going to sit in the temple. And then out of the temple, he's going to rule the world for 1,000 years. Satan will be bound for that 1,000 years. But just before that end of that tribulation period, people will be actually coming to a place where there will be cannibalism. There will be mass murder in the streets. There will be blood in the streets of our city. There will be prostitutes in the city. There will be homosexuals in the city. There will be killing and shooting, walking zombies, demons. Oh, y'all don't listen to me.
Amen. Come on.
Demons will roar through the streets, and they will take captivity of people's body, and they will actually possess their body. They will want to die and can't die. You talking about Halloween? Ain't nothing.
Yes, sir.
Halloween is just a sample of what's going to happen, because these demons on Halloween night, they actually come up out of the heart of the earth, and they go down to the population of the earth, and they celebrate the demon Sabbath. The demon Sabbath is the Halloween day when the devil say, I'm going to let you know I'm going to rule and reign. And he's taking little children, grown-ups, he's taking the drug addicts, and they're dressing up like skeletons and meatheads and slaughters and bloodshed and Dracula and all kinds of wicked-looking creatures that represent the bowels of hell and are saying, this is nice for the little kids. Well, don't you know you're preparing them to receive the Antichrist, because the Antichrist will look good on the outside. Yes, he will, and he will use all vocabulary that will woo the people into believing that he is Jesus Christ. But
that's
after
right.
The 3.5 years of the tribulation period, they tell me the Antichrist will be shot in the head with a bullet and laid for 3 days and 3 nights. And then the Bible says, I'm talking about what the Bible says. I ain't talking about what no theological viewpoint. Your gift of energizing people with a big talk. I'm talking about what the Bible says in the 12th chapter. There's going to be a war in heaven, and this war is going to be against Michael and his angels, and the devil and his angels. The red dragon, Beelzebub, is going to be the old serpent that's been on earth for 6,000 years. He's going to go down, good God Almighty, and be cast out of the heavenlies, because right now he's in first and second heaven. He's just above your head, and don't you know, every time you go outside, every time you be in your house, the devil's hovering over you. He's looking at you. He wants you. He wants you to die before you accept Jesus Christ. He wants you to deny Jesus Christ. And this Halloween thing that's going on, if people join in with it, it's going to bring a curse upon themselves, because you're worshiping the devil. And the Lord said,
that's
don't
right.
worship nobody else but me. Don't bow down to nobody. Don't call on nobody but me. And here you are calling on Luciferians. Here you're calling on the Illuminati. Here you're calling
That's
on Baphomet. Right. Here you're calling on the Kabbalahs and all these wicked spirits that hover the earth today. And they're out there, and they're looking for souls. They're looking for damned souls. And every time they see a soul without the covering and the blood of Jesus Christ, he'll try to snatch you and take you on to the bottom pit of hell. And every time hell gets a soul, they rejoice and say, we got one, we got one, we got one, we got this one, we got that one. But every time somebody, every time somebody come to Christ and bow down before the foot of the cross and call on the name of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ steps inside the soul, the devil said, oh, we done lost one. We done lost another one. We got to stop those preachers out there that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and telling the people the truth, because there ain't very few churches. There's very few churches that can take revelation. Very few preachers that can take revelation and fall down on their knees and say, Lord, I repent. Teach me. Move upon me. Let me tell those people what's really going to happen. And quit pity-patting around. Quit trying to tell folks it's going to be all right. It ain't going to be all right until you repent of your sins. It ain't going to be all right until you start loving one another. It ain't going to be all right until you can say, I know I've been born again. You ain't going to be all right until you, I know I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. These young people out here are blind. They are dead. And they are here because the parent is off key. The parent of the day is off key. They don't take them to church no more. They don't tell them, say, look, we're going to Sunday school. Look, we're getting up, getting ready to go to hear the word of God. No, they'll take them to a movie. They'll take them down there and show them the pool hall. They'll take them to the skating rink. They'll take them somewhere where the name of Jesus is not named. But you need to take them down there at the foot of the cross and tell them, son, you're going to have to be saved just like I do. You're going to have to come to Christ just like I do. I'm not pushing you to come. I'm not pushing you to come to Jesus. I'm wooing you to come to Jesus. I'm wooing you to repent of your sin. Because, son, if you miss heaven, you're going to be sorry that you did. Then the only thing you got to do is what Apostle Paul said. Confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Because as sure as you're born, there's a marking coming, and it's called the mark of the beast. It's not,
yes, sir.
It's not called the mark of the coronavirus. And there's a brother already done said, and I can't tell you about that enough, because it's only wooing you. It's only training you. It's only sublimating in your mind that if you don't take this coronavirus vaccinate, you're going to get it. No. You're wrong. And just because you got it, the shot, that means you can't get it. You're wrong again. And if you get another boost, you're wrong again. And you get so much of that stuff in you, it affects your body. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much you feel, how good you feel today because you got coronavirus. Now, I'm not condemning you because you got it. But let me tell you something. You need to trust in God. You need to trust in God.
That's
the churches, the preachers are not trusting in God. They didn't fall down on their knees when they heard this thing. No, they just kept on going, well, the Lord, be wise now. The Lord is going to take care of me. Yes, the Lord will take care of me, but don't be a fool. You got to be careful with who you hang around with and where you go.
That's right.
And the world today is depending upon this corona shot to exist when God is the only one that can keep you in existence. And the world is saying the last tribulation 3.5 years, the whole family is going to be turning on each other.
Yes.
The government is going to turn on you. The religious leader is going to turn on you. Everybody that's outside of the ark of safety of Jesus Christ and knowing that he is the Savior of the world are going to turn on the born-again believers during the tribulation period.
Yes.
And 144,000 is going to be a great revival. The first part of the tribulation is so great that John, the Revelator, said, I saw a number that no man can number, as many
Amen.
As the sand of the sea. Coming from the rough side of the mountain. And he said, who are these? Man, don't you know who these is? These are the tribulation saints that heard the gospel from the 144,000. And they got saved. Now they got to go through the tribulation period, which is the mark of the beast. And after the 144,000 get through with their ministry, God said, I ain't through yet. I want the world to hear this. I want the world to see this. I want the world to know that I am the Lord God, and beside me, there is no other God. I'm going to send two prophets, dynamite, going to blow up the religious system. It's going to blow up the economical system. It's going to blow up the political system. It's going to tell these men, going to tell the world, the whole world government is corrupt.
Amen.
And the world
Come on.
Need them. And they're going to try to get rid of them, baby. You can't touch them until God says so. My friends, I'm telling you tonight. I'm telling you this evening. I'm telling you this in my sleep. Don't fool around and depend upon going to church to get you saved. You got to get on your knees. You got to repent right there where you at. You can't be running to a preacher trying to find him to tell you what to do. Apostle Paul done told us what to do. He said, repent, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. This
Amen.
Is what I'm telling you. Listen to what, not what I got to say, but what the word of God says. And every word that Brother Tim and I are teaching and preaching here, I guarantee you my life, everything I got, I guarantee you it's real, it's true, and
yes,
it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
The TV, and I'll give it over to Brother Tim. The TVs today
You're
is already already training you from since 1939, yes, when they first made motion picture. They have always had horror pictures on TV set. Always.
Mm-hmm.
UFO. And now it's at a peak now. They're propagating and preaching the gospel of damnation.
That's right.
People are watching stuff, and they're getting used to it, and they think it's funny. Mm-hmm. They think it's all tidy. But let me tell you, it's programming you, and what the devil looks like is exactly what he looked like when they show these old horror pictures, these people eating blood, and these people with hacksaws and buzzsaws cutting off each other's legs and stuff. That's demonic. That's demon.
That's right.
And slaying babies and hanging them up and sucking their blood and vipers.
Ooh.
And vampires. It's demonic.
Mm-hmm.
These are devils. And people set up in the front of that. And sometimes it's educational for those that can take it. Amen. Sometimes some of them look at with the children and explain to them, this is devilish. This is not
amen,
of God.
Amen.
This is the devil. Exemplifying what his works is. And he has never shown you anything destructive before he get ready to deceive you. He always shows you beautiful things. And then
that's right.
He turns.
Come on now.
And when he turns, he already got you in his clutches. Good. I'm going to say
that's
this.
Right.
I'm going to let the brother have it.
You
see
all
a
right,
beautiful
doctor,
woman walking down the street, her hips are shaking, her breasts are shaking. She got the lipstick on. And she's switching with high heel shoes on. She got them dark stockings on. She got that purse hanging on the thing. And you look at that, and a man looks at that, and he said, oh, my Lord. Man, that's how I'm talking, man. And he said, oh, man, I'm in love with her. But let me tell you something. You can fall in love if you want to, but when she get through with you, you'll be a rag hanging on a clothesline because she will wrap your soul around destruction and evil, and she'll go down
yeah.
and take you down into the bottomless pit. That's how
that's
the
right.
devil works. And it goes vice versa with a man. The
that's
devil
it,
always show you the beauty of deception. But after
that's
the
it.
Deception wears off, he got you. And he'll damn your soul. Young women
that's
today.
It.
Young men today, teenagers, young girls, oh, man, if they got anything that's worth anything, they want to show it all. And by showing it all, they end up getting raped. They end up getting flirting with
right.
men and stuff. That's the devil. He's trying to destroy the human race.
Amen.
They need their preachers right straight from the pulpit, from the back door. Because a lot of this stuff is going on in the house of God, and God is not pleased. God
come
is
on,
not
doctor.
Pleased with our preachers. I said, Lord, don't let me be in that number. Lord, don't let me be in that number where you're not pleased with my life and with my
right.
preaching. I pray for Brother Tim that we do what God has called us to do. I'm not preaching
yeah.
on finance. I'm not preaching on how well you look or how well you dress. I'm not preaching on your education. I'm preaching on salvation for your soul, and I'm going to give it up to Brother Tim because I'm going to tell you one thing. Hell is hot, and
yes.
hell is long, and hell is eternal, and hell
right.
you cannot get out. You are there for one reason. You rejected the ultimate plan of salvation through Jesus Christ,
on,
our Lord, doctor. And you died and went to hell. So don't blame me.
Yeah.
Don't blame Brother Tim. If it costs me my life, I'm still going to preach it. Brother Tim, go
yeah.
ahead.
Come on, doctor. That was an awesome word, preach. Doctor, man.
Go
preach,
ahead,
preach, preach. Preach, 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 doctor.
Preach.
Man, when you touched on this Fright Night that everybody been celebrating, amen. I said, you know, I can't remember a time that I trick-or-treated. If I did, I had been real little. My parents took me. But when I became of a certain age, I know they said, do you want a Halloween? So I said, no. I don't know what it was. It wasn't that. It didn't have anything to do with me being religious. I was just a kid. I just didn't want to do it. I was never been into those types of things. But the world is celebrating this dead stuff like crazy.
Dead stuff.
Amen.
Yeah.
I was in love with my grandbaby,
and Disney, you know, he's in there watching TV, and Disney had this little Halloween thing with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, and I can't remember that dog that they used to always hang around. And they got
Pluto,
that's his name. And they got these kids, and, man, they are marching around with the Halloween stuff. The car. See, they make this stuff all cutie. They do it. And they groom you. And then the same thing I've been doing going on since I was a kid. They groom you into this stuff to make you think it's fun. They put candy in it for kids to make it seem like it's cute, it's fun. And I didn't even know. I was watching this video the other day that this ex-Satanist said that he's delivered. Now he's a pastor. Now he said that what people don't know is he said the same thing that Anton LaVey said. Anton LaVey used to be over the Satanic Church. I think he started the Satanic Church sometime back in the 50s or the 60s. Yeah. And he was saying that Anton LaVey said, I'd like to thank all the Christian parents for sending their kids to get the trick-or-treat to celebrate the satanic. I said, ain't that something? And the guy said that what people don't realize is that these witches and warlocks pray evil stuff over this candy.
Yes, they do.
I was like, what? And I was thinking about it, I said, man, that is something. And they remind me of when I was a kid in the 80s, it had became popular that people were putting poison in the candy, rat poison. They was buying out pins, needles, razor blades and stuff, putting it in an apple. I said, Lord, I was just a kid. And then that's when my mom, and I was the last one anyway. So they was like, okay, so he don't like the trick-or-treat anyway. So that was a good thing for them. But it was just sad to hear about kids that stuff had happened to them from people putting stuff in the candy. And this is just like you just said, Doctor. People who are out here murdering people. Think about people who kidnap people and take people. And I remember when I was a kid, you know, our parents would always tell us about watch who we go around, watch where we go. My dad used to always tell me, you know, don't you go out. Well, I don't know where. Yeah, I remember my dad used to always teach and tell me that when I was a kid, because I remember the Atlanta child murders was getting big coming out of the late 70s to the early 80s when I was a kid. And they were so concerned because somebody was going to houses taking kids. My dad used to tell me when he was a boy, he said they used to sleep all night with the door unlocked. You know, that's funny to us. Yeah, we're like, what? No, we lock our doors at night, but he... Doctor, when he told me, I got big, like, wait, y'all would sleep with the door? He said, yeah. He said, you can literally sleep with your screen door unlocked at night.
Yeah.
And he said it was like that back then because it was a community back then in the 30s and the 40s. He said, you'd have to worry about nobody bothering your kids. But he said, times got so evil and wicked. And what it was, and we didn't know it, and I'm quite sure he probably wasn't aware at the time, but they have been organ harvesting for hundreds of years. This is not new for thousands of years. To be honest with you, this stuff is like brother say. This stuff is so evil, so wicked. Man, you have to be a wicked person to take somebody's body and to cut it up. They said they caught this man. I don't know how this man is not even in prison. They found this warehouse he had with body parts. How this man got body parts cut up and this man ain't dead?
Yeah.
That's because they all in it. They all in this stuff together, kidnapping these women and these children, taking them all somewhere, taking their body organs out, organ harvested for these people who are filthy rich so they can continue to live and continue to be evil and filthy and drinking blood. I'm talking about these folks are drinking blood of children. I'm like, what kind of evil, man, you got? They said something about, I was watching this video, and they said something about the reason that they do it, because something about the children's blood makes them live longer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so sick. I said some of this stuff makes you so sick to your stomach that you can't even believe this stuff.
Can't believe.
Man, I'm telling you, this stuff is now out in the open even more. But, man, this is stuff that was hidden from us when I was coming up. I'm sure in your time it was probably hidden too.
Yes, it was.
It was
yes,
not
it was.
Much known. But and see, and, nope. and they and I saw this other video where they said something about these folks from Disney is in on this stuff. How they be kidnapping
kids? Oh, come on, yes they are. Yes,
I
they
said,
are.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, they are.
You mean to sit here and tell me this thing is all connected? That's why I tell people, pastors and stuff, they'll say stuff. I said, man, don't you know that all this stuff is connected? Who is the ruler of this world right now?
Satan
is the ruler of this world right now in this time. But it's about to come to an end soon. But Lucifer is Satan is ruling right now. And he
yes,
is
he
all
is.
You think people think all these major corporations that donate millions of dollars. Man, that stuff is a setup. These corporations make all this money. They behind a lot of this evil, wicked stuff. These banks, these corporations, these major companies, these
tell
folks serve
Satan.
They are, like the brother said, they go to California and they meet. I heard they be sacrificing babies. I'm just like, Lord, man. And you think God ain't sick and tired of all this stuff? You think
he's sick
God
and tired.
Looking down from heaven? Now, I know for a fact that because I remember reading the book of Enoch, and the angels in heaven will go to God pleading, God, man has gotten so wicked that now that they are speaking evil against you, the angels went to God, said, look at them. They are down there sleeping just with animals. They are doing everything. The giants are raping the women, and the men started raping
yes.
the giants and showed them all kind
yes.
of evil, satanic, sadistic, evil, vile abominations, and they're just cursing God. And God had to cause a flood. He said,
flood.
I have to do
rest.
Amen, doctor. It repented God that he had created man, because man had gotten
got
so wicked. Amen. And, doctor, it didn't help none that the fallen angels had came to earth to train women. Like you said, how women beautify themselves. The angels taught the women that stuff. How to make up their face. If you read the
exactly.
book, they talk about how they make them, how to paint their faces and makeup. And so they talk about how to beautify them, some nails and all this stuff. This stuff was taught by all this stuff that men do that's wicked. This stuff was taught. This ain't stuff that man came up with. Most of it's not. Over 95% of it came from the fallen angels. And the Bible says that them angels were cast into the pit. To the end of time, and their face was sealed, and they were gagged because they had did these evil things. And there's an angel that the book of Enoch says, ascribe all this sin to this particular angel, because he showed men all this stuff. The angel showed men about stuff that we weren't even supposed to know about astronomy, about the stars. This is how they know all about the Milky Way and how certain
yes.
stars exist. All this stuff, how they were able to show them that this stuff, they got telescopes so powerful. See, they playing with you. This telescope that they got, they got telescopes that can see other galaxies. The fallen angels have given them this stuff. It's not new. This stuff is ancient, and I've shared and said this before. We think the technology we got now, so we think the little iPhones we got and these flat-screen TVs we got, these cars we got, man, they had technology back in the government is just hiding because the fallen angels and the Nephilim had this technology thousands of years ago.
Yes.
The world is wicked. They are sacrificing.
Wicked.
Wicked. Nimrod. Man, they've been doing this stuff. Man, the brother said, man, you think this stuff, they out here playing Halloween. Man. Halloween going to come up on the real true Halloween is going to come on this planet, and what you going to do?
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
What you going to do with it? And it ain't going to be here just for the one night out of the year.
No.
Or one day out of the year. Man, it's going to
yes.
be the Halloween that whole 7 years. It's going to be, you ain't going to have no food.
Tell the truth.
You ain't going to have no clean water to drink. Ain't
no
more seafood and shrimp scampi and steaks. And there ain't going to be no cows. The cows are going to be dying. It's going to be wars. Man, I'm talking about they're going to be dropping nuclear bombs until the Antichrist ceases. He's going to cause the
yep.
peace. because he don't want them to destroy them. Now, wait a minute. He going to cause the peace, temporary peace. He going to lie after 3.5 years, and then he going to cause man to get a mark, and you're not going to be able to buy or sell.
Not sell. Not sell.
And the poor, and we know that majority of the world is poor. They said 5% of the 5% rich, which is 5% of the planet, is because it has owns most of the stuff on the planet. So if it does 5%, that means the other 95% is going to suffer a great deal. And I'm not saying now that last half, that small 5%. Revelation 6 talks about this, and I believe the brother talked about that. How he says, "Let me go there real quick." See, I'm gonna show
you.
See, they're not gonna escape either. I'm gonna turn back over to the brother, and I'm gonna get out the way for tonight. I want to show you something in Revelation the 6th chapter, and it says that we're over in verse, amen. I'm gonna start at verse 12, and I'm gonna go down.
All right.
Revelation 6, chapter verse 12. It says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake." See, it's going to touch everybody. Small, great, rich. You're not going to be able to escape. See, these folks are able to afford these bunkers. See, you got folks that can't afford nothing. They're going to browse. When the tribulation hit, they're going to be broken. Food going to be gone like nothing. It's going to, like, evaporate. But you're going to have some folks that are just filthy rich. That right now, they got warehouses stored up. They got underground cities. They know, a lot of some people don't know about these underground cities that they got. They got stuff stored up. But, see, there's going to be a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair.
Yes,
and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together.
Together.
And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Watch this. And the kings of the earth. This is the your Illuminati, the folks, the 13 families that ruled the world at the very. These are the people who communicate with Satan himself. They communicate with fallen angels and demons. They can actually communicate with demons. I shared with you all a while ago, a friend of mine told me, he said he talked to this guy that had been in the military. This guy was in the military. He was a high-ranking guy in the military. He said he told him that the United States people don't know that the American government uses demons to find people. I said, what? He told me this year. This guy told me that they use demons. He said, "How do you?" And I believe it. I definitely believe that. He said, "That's how they're able to find people. They're looking for you, and they need to find you. They'll commit. They do what they call that necromancy. And they communicate with these evil spirits to find people. See, the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men." And the chief captains, these are all your people who are high-ranking military. These are the people who call the shots, your Ultra 12, people who know about the aliens and the stuff that they hide in. This is these types of people. And it says, and the mighty men, and every bond man and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. See, they're going to be trying to run and flee for one man. Let me tell you, that's going to be a day. And it says, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come.
Yeah.
And watch what it says. And who shall be able to stand. Lord, see, doctor, they don't sing them. So I used to remember the old saints, the sisters of the church, the mother of the church, used to sing that song. Like, what are they talking about? Who shall be able to stand? Remember that? They said, who shall be able to
stand?
You don't hear my dad used to sing this? Yeah, I know you know, doctor. I know you know.
I know about that.
This is what they were talking about?
This is what they were doing.
Man, you better get your life right. I don't want to be nowhere around when it comes down. You think people talk about talks, you think the demons, the Bible says that the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. The demons tremble at the name of Yahshua. Man, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. They think the demons going to bring Friday night. Oh, but man, when Christ rained down judgment on this planet, folks are going to be running like crazy. Running
like
the definition of running for their life. Oh, man, you don't know. They're going to be running for their life. They're going to be running for their soul. And they're going to be nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide.
No mountains, no rocks, no money, no safe. People are going to probably try to lock themselves up and say, you can't run from God.
No, you can't.
They're going to lock themselves in bunkers. Man, look at this. People will be in underground cities, think they're going to be safe. You ain't going to be able to run. You're not going to be able to run from God.
No.
Doctor, you said it. Man, people out here playing with this stuff, dressing up in costumes. Man, the day going to come when that's going to be hell on earth. It's going to be real.
Hell on earth.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm so grateful for my salvation. I'm so grateful for the Reverend Doctor, his salvation. I'm so grateful for the saints that are listening to salvation. We are trying to encourage someone that's not there yet. If you want to be saved and you want to escape the judgments and punishments that's about to come to this planet.
Yes.
Whatever is coming. And I'm not saying that we know. We just using what the scriptures say. That's all we can do is go by what the scriptures say. We can't add or take from it. But we know whatever is coming. Daniel said it, and Christ said it, it'll be like no time, like never before on this earth, nor ever after that shall it be. It's going to be some things that I'm talking about. We can't even imagine ourselves what's going to happen. But I know I don't want to be here. With the sun turning black and those moon turning to blood, but I don't want to see. I can't imagine right now the sun is shining around. I just can't imagine in broad day. I ain't talking about no eclipse. I'm talking about just in broad daylight. It's all of a sudden go dark in a split second, and the moon turning red. That alone just scare you into getting right there. You should want to get saved on the spot. Amen. Just from that.
Amen.
Amen. And people want to get out here and play with God, and I'm going to share this. I'm going to turn it back over to you. There's a guy on YouTube. He's in a video saying something about God, against God. This is the mindset of people. I'm saying this man at this day and time, has the nerve to speak out against God. I said, oh, he don't know who he's playing with.
You're a reprobate.
Yes, sir. See, these reprobates, these people are the ones that are going to stand before judgment and be cast to the lake of fire. Like the brother said, you're not going to hell because of your lifestyle. You're going to hell because you reject God. You reject Christ. That's it. You reject him as your Savior, as your Lord and Savior. That's why you're going to the lake of fire. Ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing and all that stuff. And I'm not saying that works don't count. But not when it comes to salvation. You can only become saved by accepting Christ. You can only go to hell by rejecting Christ.
Yes.
And you should saw the people in the comments just reading that, just agreeing with this guy. I'm like, Lord, these folks. And this is why a majority of the world is going to the lake of fire. Let's just call it like it is. The Bible says that the prophet, the false prophet and the beast are going to be cast to, but they don't even go to the judgment seat. They don't even make it. They so evil, so wicked. The Bible says over in Revelation, I think it's the 19th chapter, that they're going to be cast right directly, just scooped up and cast to the lake of fire. I said, what?
That's it.
What? They didn't get no judgment. No, God said they too evil. They've done enough. Y'all going straight to the lake of fire. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit and stuff like that. Y'all going straight to the lake of fire. Lord have mercy. Doctor, I'm going to turn it over to you. I love you. I'll be back on with you Wednesday night. Brother, I enjoyed this. I'm going to continue to listen to you, and I enjoyed your word. But, man, you hit on something tough. Man, this Halloween stuff that's going to be supposed to celebrate this stuff. And the sad thing about it is we know that some people are not going to make it to see tomorrow.
That's right.
Amen. They're not going to make it to tomorrow. But we're praying for y'all. I love y'all. Be blessed,
love
family.
You too.
Amen, doctor. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10.
Come on, talk to it.
Amen.
Talk with
Amen. It. Romans, the 10th chapter. We want you to become saved, amen, tonight. It's because we love you. And it's a hard word because ain't very many people can accept this word like they used to. But the people are so sensitive now. I remember back in the day, man, folks, we were tough-skinned. And I know, doctor, I know y'all were definitely tough back in y'all time. But now, these folks now, man, you say a little something. Man, folks ready to shoot you. People are ready to kill you now. There used to be a time when people might be ready to fight. Folks ready to take you off this planet if you say something to them that they don't like. They are ready to take your life. It's sad. But we want you to become saved tonight. Romans,
right now.
The 10th chapter. If I can just share it real quick.
Go ahead,
this is how you can escape
ahead.
All this evil stuff that's about to come. And there's no need to be afraid. Because when we preach these types of sermons, you ought to see the faces of people when we preach this sermon. They can't believe that this stuff, they can't believe that stuff that we say. And they're like, and my pastor ain't told me nothing about this? Why ain't my pastor teaching? Why am my pastor saying anything about demons coming out of the earth and that if we don't get saved, we don't make sure and know for a fact that we're in the trial. See, it shocked me. But I found out that people in the church didn't know that we would come back to reign with Christ for a thousand. When I started to teach that, they were looking at me like I had slapped them or something. I said, what's wrong with y'all? I'm just telling the truth, doctor. They said, what you mean we come back for a thousand years? I said, yeah. I said, you mean tell me y'all don't know we come back to reign with Christ? No, we ain't never heard. You ain't never heard. So what's your pastor teaching y'all? See, it's time out for all the clowning and cracking jokes in church. And motivational speeches and raising, you know, fish dinners and raising money to pay off the Cadillac. That is over. That is gone. Raising
That's
money.
Done.
I'm going to share this real quick, brother. I'm going to get out your way. I remember one time this lady told me, she said that the church that they went to, watch this, the church that she went to had to have been a pretty good-sized church. They hired in this pastor, bought him a house. I'm talking about paid the house cash, put it in his name. Do you know after 6 months that pastor was gone? He quit the church.
Good, mate.
I said, what? She said, yeah. He quit the church after they paid the house and put it in his name. I said, boy, folks is out here playing with people. They're not concerned about people's souls. But you know,
no.
Folks want to try to act like what we talking about. They got a problem. We teaching you the truth. We teaching them for your soul to go to heaven. These other folks are playing with you just to get some money out your pocket, and they playing on your emotions, and they gone. They on to the next hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I can go on about that, but I just want to share with you Romans 10:9-10. It says that the only way you're gonna escape this great tribulation that's coming is if the Bible says that if you shall confess your mouth the Lord, Yahshuah, and shall believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Be saved.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with confession, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm going to read verse 9 again. I'm going to turn it back over to the doctor. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. The Bible says just that simple. Thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
Salvation is still. People are so concerned about, well, what they are doing. God said, come as you are. No matter how your spirit, your soul, come to God. See, God will clean you up. See, don't worry about it. I remember I've witnessed people who say, well, I drink too much for the Lord. I party too hard. I don't know if God won't accept this. Son. God will accept anybody except the devil, except for Satan. It's too late for him. But it's not for you. God will accept you into his kingdom. All you have to do is come back. And
come
I don't
back.
Mean to take over, doctor, but I'm going to give it over to you. Brother, good night.
All right.
God bless you. I love you. And, brother, good word. Good word. Really enjoyed
good
it.
Word. Good word. God bless you, Brother Tim. It's sharing with me and sharing with the audience. So glad that we're able to give the point out that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is coming back. That's our main topic is that he died and rose again. That's number one. Number two, he ain't coming back to be born in a manger. He's coming back to judge the world. And the church needs to wake up The church needs to quit slobbering on themselves. The preachers need to get down with the nitty-gritty and preach the gospel like it's supposed to be preached. It's heaven or hell. You make your choice. God has never put nobody in hell that didn't want to go. If you want to go to hell, then God can't do nothing about it. If you want to go to heaven, God can do something about it. And that is that he can tell his son, the one that died on Calvary 2,000 years ago, gave up his life for our sins, that through him we can have eternal life. And the time is far spent. The sun is going down. And we're so glad that we're able to share the gospel with you this evening. And Brother Tim down there in Texas, and Brother Derek Nepper in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm here in Bristol, Tennessee at the Household of Faith. Pastor Noplin is the pastor, and I've been on here for 2 hours, and we're so glad that you're able to get an understanding that salvation is simple. It's ABC. It's repent, believe, and receive what? The Son of the Living God. For there is no other name given among men where we can be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. For surely the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back real soon. Sooner than I think he is, and I'm looking for him every minute, every second, every day. But as I do that, I've got to work out my own salvation, fearing and trembling before him, trying to tell everybody, hey, that I'm a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And that anybody is you, race, creed, color, background, rich or poor, ugly or pretty, whatever. I love you. God loves you. And I know there's an opportunity for you to come accept Jesus Christ right now. Here's the time for you to get right with God. Just get right with him. Amen. Don't worry about what your friends got to talk about you. They can call you square. They can call you everything. I tell them I'd rather be a square standing still than a circle moving in the wrong way. And there's a lot of people that's moving in the wrong way. And the wrong way is what? I think I can go to heaven just by the color of my skin or just by my status quo, my education. My mom and daddy was a preacher. My mama was a missionary. Oh, that's good. But you ain't good enough. Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, talked to Nicodemus that night and said, ye must be born again. Oh, if he told Nicodemus that, it means for everybody, you must be born again. Nicodemus was old in age, a rabbi. He said, Lord, I'm old. What you talking about? Can I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? He said, I say to you, you must be born of the Spirit and of the water. Except you be born again, you cannot. Listen, you cannot see the kingdom of God. A lot of people talking about going to heaven haven't even seen God. And the only way you can see God, really see God, is through his son, Jesus Christ. And I'm here tonight. Brother Tim here tonight to let you know we love you. God loves you. And we're going to offer the offertory offering now, an altar. If you want to get saved today, the only thing you got to do is repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from God. Turn from Satan and turn to God. Turn from sin and turn to righteousness. The only righteousness that we have is in Christ Jesus. We're saved not by works, but by faith through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, for he is definitely coming back to get a church. Apostle Paul said, believe with your heart. What is belief? Accept what Christ did 2,000 years ago. Accept what he done 2,000 years ago. The blood has never, never lost its power. It's got the same power from the resurrection, before the resurrection, after the resurrection. Penalty for sin was paid for, not on an installment plan, not on an insurance plan, but assurance. Jesus Christ is mine. He's mine tomorrow. He's mine today. He's mine forevermore. He said, I will never. Uh-oh. Can I run out of never? No, can't run out of never. Never means never. I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. There's no secure. There's no secure like that. Woo! It's not like that old homemade insurance. The man got to come and make an installment plan. He got to pay it off, and I ain't got the money. Oh, what I'm going to do? They don't cancel my policy. But this policy that I'm talking about, I got it at Calvary. I got it at Calvary's cross where they killed a man. They nailed him. They disfigured his face. They called him everything but the Son of God. They called him out of his name. They embarrassed him. They ridiculed him. He didn't say nothing. But Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He dropped his head for you, for me, for the incest, for the liar, for the backbiter, for the whoremonger, for the cheat, for the adulterers, for the fornicator, for the baby killers. He died. And tell heaven, who, I don't know if it's scripture or not, but I seem like heaven had to move back and the angels had to prune the wings. Said, I ain't never had to face anything like this. They slayed the Son of God and he died that you will have eternal life. Now, why would you want to reject that and take the penalty for your own sins? Because if you take the penalty for your own sins, you can't do it, and if you try to do it, you still would be lost, and you would die. Just think now, you would die and go to hell. Why? Because you reject the sanctification, the redemption of Jesus Christ to cleanse you and fill you with his love. And one thing about it, and I'm going to get ready to come on off of here. One thing about it, don't care what nobody say, go to the dictionary, go to the library, go around the world, go to the whatever information you get. God is love. And if God is love and God lives in you through Jesus Christ, ain't no person on this earth can walk around and say, if he loved God and hate his brother, he is a liar. And the truth is not in him. You cannot love God, and you ain't never seen God. You ain't never actually saw his kind of glory and his awesome power. And here your brother's right here in need for you, in need to help him, in need to encourage him. And you hate him? I don't care what color, polka dot. You can be polka dot. I don't care. You're a child of God. How can you be a child of God and you hate your brother? And there ain't no such thing in the Bible as I like so-and-so. Or I'm okay with. No, it ain't in there. It says, love ye one another as I have loved you. Now, if God loved you with all your crank tank of self, self-righteousness, if God can love you and give you life every day and give you mercy, what about your brother? For the love of God passes all understanding. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever have not the Son has not life. This is Elder G. Bizard coming to you from what? Bristol, Tennessee. I got 3 more minutes. I want to talk with you. Remember, I'll be on at Wednesday at 9 o'clock. I'll be on at 9 o'clock Wednesday this year, Wednesday in November. And we will be talking about the same old thing because the gospel is like a circle. It goes around and around and around from Genesis to Revelation, back to Genesis. It goes around and around until the end comes. And when the end comes, all that was in the Bible will be revealed to every human being upon the earth. Because God is going to reveal to the lost and to the saved exactly what he done for our sins that we can have eternal life. And I'm so glad I don't have to make no payments. So glad I don't get a bill tomorrow that it says, your bill is due in order for you to live next month. Lord, I'm broke. I'm so glad God loved me with a unconditional love that through his Son I can receive eternal life. Don't you want that? Don't you want that? Aren't you tired going to the bank and the bank telling you you drafted, you took to, oh Lord, what I'm going to do? Jesus Christ got a bank and it's called Calvary Bank. And the only way you're going to make a deposit is what? Confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. I thank you for this opportunity to listen. Next time you hear me, you go grab a friend somewhere. Amen. If you have to go get your next door neighbor and say, man, I hear this crazy preacher over here talking about salvation, but I ain't never heard nothing like that. He talks about revelation. I ain't never heard nothing like that. He talks about the cross. And man, how wonderful the cross is and how miraculous it is that he can save my little soul from sin, death, hell, and the grave. And I close with this. You don't want to go to hell. Please don't go.